William Morrow and Harper Audio present Fossil Men, the quest for the oldest fossil skeleton and the origins of humankind, by Kermit Patterson, read by Roger Wayne. One note before we begin. To view maps, charts, and more, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/fossilmen. A man has come. A quarrel will come. Ethiopian proverb. Introduction. T-Rex. This book is a history of science and a detective story about the most fundamental mystery of all. Where did we come from? Like any good mystery, it begins with a body. My journey started when I became intrigued by an ancient cold case, the oldest known skeleton of a member of the human family. In 2012, I flew out to the University of California at Berkeley to meet one of the world's most successful fossil hunters and talk about his most recent major discovery, a 4.4 million-year-old skeleton of the species Ardipithecus ramidus, nicknamed Ardi. Initially, I did not intend to write much about Ardi, which I envisioned as just a bit of background to the more interesting drama later in human evolution. The more I learned, however, the more unsettled I became, because Ardi seemed to refute so many prevailing theories about evolution. Ardi was an inconvenient woman, one who disturbed scholars of human origins more than many cared to admit. Her skeleton challenged core beliefs about how we became human, how our ancestors split from the other apes, how we came to stand upright, how we evolved our nimble hands, and whether the savannas were truly the crucibles of humanity, as depicted in countless museum dioramas and textbooks. Most importantly, it showed that these early human ancestors looked surprisingly unlike the modern chimpanzees, often touted as models of the human past. In some aspects of anatomy, humans turned out to be more primitive than living African apes, a finding that reversed 40 years of conventional wisdom. It is so rife with anatomical surprises, the discovery team reported of the skeleton, that no one could have imagined it without direct fossil evidence. Fossils are often called bones of contention, but the odd thing about this skeleton was not controversy, but the lack of it. Something very curious happened after Ardi was revealed to the world in 2009. A bombshell dropped, and then silence. The very people who should have been most excited by this discovery seemed to shrug off the findings. As I later discovered, there were myriad reasons. Some peers vehemently disagreed with the conclusions. Others dreaded engaging in arguments likely to end unpleasantly. And some sought to consign the fossil to irrelevance by ignoring it. Ardi and the team that discovered her seemed to be persona non grata. One of them was even called He Who Must Not Be Named. My curiosity was aroused. Anybody who must not be named, certainly, must be interviewed. Tim White, the front man of the Ardi team, was a paleoanthropologist, a scientist of the human fossil record, with a reputation for having a razor intellect, hair-trigger bullshit detector, short temper, long list of discoveries, and longer list of enemies. His department webpage at the University of California at Berkeley showed a picture that made him look like a warlord in the Ethiopian Badlands, surrounded by a security detail.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?